Hallelujah. I come to you this afternoon, giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who's certainly ahead of my life, me and mine.
All right.
Recognizing my corporate associates, Brother McMillan, Minister Riley, my beautiful, beautiful wife, beautiful church family.
Right.
It's an honor, it's a privilege, and as always, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Take now your servant's hand. Lord, take me by the hands of my mind, the hands of my heart, and guide me and lead me and speak through me, Lord. Use me any way that you see fit, Lord. Do with me what you wish, Lord, but speak a word.
Speak a word.
Oh, Lord, I come before you as an empty pitcher, but I know that you are a full fountain, and I ask right now, Lord, for you to fill me to overflowing right now. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for someone is in need. Speak, Lord, for someone is waiting. Speak, Lord, for someone needs a healing word.
Yes.
Someone is in pain and needs a comforting word. Speak, Lord. Take control now. As I submit, Lord, and hide myself way, way behind your cross. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for there's nothing that we can say or do until you come. Take charge right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This afternoon, we will be continuing a series that was started on last week. It's entitled Christian Living in a Pretentious World. And last week we spoke on a subject, but God, and ask a question, are you balanced? And this, today we will do part two, and part two for your notes. You can use a topic, do you really know who God is? Do you really know who God is? And further, we ask the question, do you know who you are? Because I contend this morning that you couldn't possibly know who you are if you're not absolutely positive who God is. Living, Christian living in a pretentious world. Let me just reread part of the scripture that was shared with you this morning. Coming from Ephesians chapter 2. And I'm going to just back up one verse to verse 13. And I'm reading out of the New King James Version. It says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. Mm-hmm. Christian living in a pretentious world. My wife reminded me in Bible study that when I introduced this subject last week, I didn't give a definition, so I want to make sure I don't miss that this morning. When you use the word pretentious, Webster calls it attempting to impress by affecting greater importance, talent, culture, you get the idea, than is actually possessed. So it's trying to look like something you're not, trying to be something that you're not. And when we start talking about Christian living, now the worst thing in the world is a Christian imposter.
Amen.
Well.
See, and it's not always that an imposter is not, because sometimes they don't even intend to be, and sometimes people just don't understand themselves. Sometimes they get themselves mixed up and they really start to feel like they're more than they are. You see, until you get to know who God is,
all right,
it's impossible for you to understand who you are, because he made you.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
Amen.
So when you start talking about living a Christian life, it calls for self-examination. Where am I on this spectrum? Where am I when God calls us to reconciliation? Am I in balance or am I out of balance? Or do I even know? Where am I? You see, pretentiousness is of the world. It does not belong in the church. Is that right?
That's right.
It has no place in the church. Need to get rid of it. Last week, we looked at a couple of scriptures that call us to be Christians. What God had in mind when he created us. Mm-hmm. I bet you somebody's saying, I sure wish somebody would answer that question. But Michael 6:8 says, he have shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly before thy God.
Yes.
That's not that tough. But Isaiah points out, he says, but Isaiah 59:2 says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not here. Sometimes we say, the Lord is not hearing me. Perhaps it's because you're not saying anything. You see, too many times we get down and we give God our program of what we need. And never once did we consult him as to what he thinks we need. So God had to send his son. He sent his son to reconcile us. He sent his son because he said, if I leave them to their own vices, they'll never get it right.
Yes.
So I'm going to send them my son. And last week we looked at a couple of things and we established a couple of things. One thing we established is no buts about it, that God did send his son for us, and we have no excuse for not getting it right.
Amen.
We also established that if you got it right, if you walk in the right way, it's because of God. Mm-hmm. You didn't do it on your own. It's not because you are so righteous or that you are so good. It's because of God Almighty.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
And if you're coming up short of where you ought to be, there's no excuse for you not to make it, because God is able.
Yes,
he is.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he is.
It's the truth.
No buts about it. Some things we can understand, that I'm a sinner, but God is a savior.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We established that no one can save us.
No one.
But God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We also established last week that we should be but a reflection of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, how do I know you're a Christian? If they have to ask you that, you probably got a problem. Christian living in a pretentious world. You know, sometimes as Christians, we deceive ourselves. Sometimes we start thinking that we are more than we really are.
All right.
You know, when I was studying, God, he gave me a phrase. He said, you know, if people would understand the self-deception, when you fool yourself, self-deception is, that's pretense perfected.
Pretense perfected.
Did you get that? See, when you deceive yourself, not only are you pretending, you perfected it. So you're pretending so good, you don't even know that you pretended. You start reading your own press releases. You start believing you are all of that.
Yes. All right.
But see, you get caught up in that. That's the way this world does you. If you don't have your eye on Jesus, if you're not worshiping, there's a Sunday school lesson say, see, you're going to worship somebody or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of who you're going to worship. If you don't worship God Almighty, then you will find yourself worshiping
something
in the world, or somebody in the world, but you will worship something or somebody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
it's all about the worship. If I can identify, if I can understand the God that I worship, then I have a chance of finding out who I am and mm-hmm. who He created me to be. You see, true self-realization is discovering who God created you to be. But before you can figure out who you are, you need to first understand and accept who God is.
Amen.
Then you have a chance then of discovering who God designed you to be. You see, when we try to get ourselves in the right position to understand who God is, mm-hmm. we have to understand that, first of all, that God is all-powerful. And that we have no power whatsoever. That's humbling, ain't it? Because, see, we like to think that we are responsible for something, that we ought to be able to do something, but we have no power, and God has all power.
Amen.
So it causes us to look at our prayer life a bit different. And instead of me going to God with my laundry list and how I want God to bless me and when I want God to bless me. If we start examining our prayer life, we'll start to realize that I need to talk with the Lord first and let the Lord guide me, that He will guide me, not my will.
All right now.
But Thy will be done. Conform me to Your thinking. Let me be like You.
Yes.
Hallelujah. As we progress in knowledge, trying to understand who God is. Because, see, until you can get it right, see, a lot of us run around, we keep claiming that you got it.
My God.
Do you get it? I got it, but you really didn't. And, or even when you start to think, I think I got it, but you really didn't. Doesn't matter which one of those you got, but you're still under pretense if you don't get it. It says, until I can get in contact with my Lord, until I can build a relationship, until I can stretch out and hear from the Lord, then I'm pretending that I got it.
All right now.
Let me tell you something about pretending that you got it.
Pretending.
See, when you pretend that you got it, and trials and tribulation come, and when trials and tribulation hit you, and if you don't have it, break through the pretense, and you say, I don't know what I thought I knew. Hallelujah. But thank God we serve an awesome God. Ephesians 2:4 says, but God. That's what we were last week. We said, but God. It says, because if I had to try to get this thing right by myself, I could never do it, but God.
Yeah.
When I humbled myself and threw my hands up and said, yeah. Lord, I can do nothing yeah. without you but God.
Yeah.
With God, I can do all things.
Oh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Who is God? Who is God? The Bible says, it says, in the beginning, God.
In the beginning, God.
In the beginning. And then it goes on and says, he created.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He created.
He didn't do like we do. He didn't have to get a building crew and take time to make it. He spoke it into existence.
Glory.
He created the heavens and the earth. In Sunday school, we was talking about the scientists say there's over 100 billion galaxies. But they didn't say in God made them all. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So in the beginning, the story of God begins to unfold. And this story, which is all contained in the Bible, and it's displayed all over. When you go outside and you see the sun and you see the moon, and you can say, oh, how great thou art. And
yes.
God Almighty got all power in his hand. Can you see what God is capable of doing?
Yes. I'm great
now. Responsible for everything, the essence of all life. And in this story that reveals the meaning of our birth and our life and our death and speaks of eternity, all that was and all that will ever be. God's got it all under control. Do you know who God is?
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
See, when you start to understand and look at who God is, it's nothing you can do but worship him.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Do you know who God is? Are you a real Christian, or are you still pretending to be a Christian?
My God.
Who is God? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world he gave his only begotten son that whosoever that means
anybody.
Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know who God is? Hallelujah. Matthew 1:18 says, now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise.
Yes.
When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. Do you know who God is? Do you know who God is? Then Paul speaks about him in Philippians. He says, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That's what y'all was singing about this morning. That's the name of Jesus. Something about that name. Do you know who God is? Hallelujah. He humbled himself. He showed us the way. He showed us how you need to do it.
Humble
yourself. Yeah, I was surprised when I went looking, when I looked at the word pretense and pretentiousness, that the opposite of it, the antonym for pretense is humility. Hallelujah. So Jesus was trying to show us the way to his Father.
Yes.
Do you know who God is? Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So if you can start to just understand who God is, it gives you a chance of understanding who you are.
Yes.
And let me tell you who you are in case you don't know. And I don't care which way it goes, but where you stand on the spectrum, it, who you are is a sinner saved by grace. You might be way up here somewhere, but you're still a sinner saved by grace. And you may be way down here, but you are a sinner saved by grace.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Say something.
Some people walk so high like they're walking on a cloud.
Say so.
Sinner saved by grace. Ephesians 2:8 says, God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for it.
Yeah.
No.
Say that.
This is a gift.
A gift.
From God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want you to understand this. It says three stages of the sinner that's saved by grace. I want you just to show you the three stages of this sinner. So you can be in one place or the other, but look at the three stages of it. The first stage that sinners found themselves in was the past. When you were dead.
Dead in trespasses.
This is when God started loving you. When you were unlovable, when you couldn't even love yourself, that's when God started to love you. That's when God started to call you to himself. Dead, trespassing. Hallelujah. Not lovable. Nothing lovable for him to grab on to. The Bible says you once walked, hallelujah, you once walked, except that once walked is the old man.
Yes.
The one that's been crucified with Jesus at your conversion, but it's your first stage of a sinner that's gone, saved by grace was in the past. And then the second stage is where most of us find ourselves right now, is in the present.
All right.
If you look at Ephesians, that 5, the second part of verse 5 says, he made us alive together with Christ.
Yes, alive.
By grace you have been saved and raised us up together and made us sit in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ. Let me just stay there for a minute. You see, we don't sit in heavenly places with Jesus Christ, but we sit in heavenly places in Jesus Christ.
All right, now. Sit in.
We'll make sure you got that. You see, we're not in heaven sitting beside Jesus right now. But if we're in Jesus Christ, we're sitting in heavenly places because we are in Jesus Christ. If we are where we're supposed to be.
That's all right.
Thank you, Lord.
1 Corinthians 3:16 says, don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God?
Temple of God.
And that the Spirit of God lives in you. God will destroy anyone who destroys this temple. For God's temple is holy.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you are that temple.
Thank you, God.
Watch what Paul says. He says, stop deceiving yourselves. If you think you're wise by this world's standards, you need to become a fool to become truly wise.
Amen.
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God.
Yes, yes.
As the scripture says, he traps the wise in the snare of their own cleverness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise. He knows that they are worthless.
Yes.
So don't boast about following a particular human leader. For everything belongs to you. He says, whether Paul or Apollos or Peter or the world or life or death or the present and the future, everything belongs to you.
Yes.
And you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. Take off all of the pretense. Become who you are in Jesus Christ. Stop acting like you are something, but be who Christ will make you if you just let go and let him have his way in your life.
Right.
Yes.
Realize that I am the temple of God.
Yes.
Act like I'm the temple of God. And stop being and saying and doing things and saying, oops. Are you a true Christian? Or merely a pretender? You know, when we look at this world that we're in today and look at what Christianity is. Christianity was the first religion to disregard racial and cultural and national limitations. You know, when we look at this pretentious world that we're in now, no regard for Jesus, is no respecter of persons. But when we look at this world, this Christian nation that we stand in, this Christian nation that we call and look around and see all of the pretentiousness.
Amen.
Christian living in a pretentious world, you need to be who God calls you to be. Even in the Old Testament, when the Jews showed partiality, they were not being faithful to God's heart. Because even in the Old Testament, God revealed his stance on partiality. If you look at Deuteronomy 10 and 17, it says, for the Lord your God is the God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and takes no bribes.
Glory to God.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
What a mighty God.
Yes, he is.
We serve. Are we representing him like we all? Are we true Christians or are we pretending? Sometimes we think and act as if God sees color. God only sees the heart.
Amen.
God does not see how much money you got. What kind of fancy clothes you got.
Come on.
God only looks at your heart.
Yeah, man.
Not concerned with your nationality or ethnic background. He only looks at your heart.
Yes. Amen.
Are you representing? And this morning, as we come to Communion Sunday, and if you as a Christian have accepted the resurrection, then it's a new look that you have on the teachers of Jesus Christ. You've heard everybody say, what would Jesus do? But if you've accepted this resurrection, that truly should guide your living.
Yes.
Every time I open my mouth, every time I move.
Yes.
I should be saying, what would Jesus do? Because if Jesus will not do it, then I should not do it. Got quiet then. But are you a true Christian or merely a pretender? Then the final stage of a sinner saved by grace will be the future in the ages to come, that he might show us the exceeding riches of his grace. God will continue to show the exceeding riches of his grace to us. He will never stop dealing with us on the basis of grace.
Jesus, thank you.
Even through eternity, he will still be sharing his grace with us. Hallelujah. As I prepare to close, John said in 17:3, and this is life eternal.
Yes.
That they may know thee, the only true God in Jesus Christ,
yes,
whom thou hast sent. Mm-hmm. This is life eternal. When you get to know who God is, when you understand him, then you start to understand you. And when you do, you start living life eternal, not there, but here. You start to become a part of God's kingdom.
Yes.
Here, when you live in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Walk like it. Talk like it. When somebody see you, they ought to be saying, there's something about that person. There's something different about that person. There's something about the way they walk. It's something about the way they talk.
Uh-huh.
And they ask you, what's different? What is it that you've got? Tell them Jesus.
Amen.
Tell them you know the man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're now fellow citizens with the saints. Members of God's household. One of the king's kids. You know how they used to tell you back in the day, if you were either a preacher's kid or you knew one, but they would always identify you as a preacher's kid. And you let them know now that you are one of the king's kids.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah. Part of the holy temple,
yes,
that my God built,
yes,
for you and for me. Accept your place. Walk in this pretentious world through it all. No matter what everybody else is doing, you walk like a Christian. You live right through it all. And so y'all can pretend and do what you want, but I'm going to walk because I'm representing my Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Christian living in a pretentious world. Give the kids something to look up to. Don't fold and fade just like all of the world. Let them know that you're standing,
yes, sir,
for something.
Yes, sir.
I once heard a preacher say, if you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for everything.
It's the truth.
Yes.
Christian living,
hallelujah,
in a pretentious world. Will you take the challenge? Will you take the challenge? Make sure that somebody notices you this week.
Yes, sir.
Not because I'm pretending anything, but because I'm walking.
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 like God would have me walk. And I'm talking like God would have me talk. Will you take the challenge?
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Christian living in a pretentious world. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the challenging word.
Yes, sir, God.
Thank you, Lord, for the empowerment to do your will and to walk the way that you would have us walk. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being there when we need you, when we get ready to go the wrong way. Thank you, Lord, for being there. Lord, we trust you. We love you, Lord. We count on you, Lord. Guide us, lead us, direct us in the way that you would have us to go. And when you need me,
yes,
use me, Lord. Here am I. Use me in your way, Lord. Lord, we trust you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. May the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be among you and remain with you always.